Not so long ago, the Russian oil company Yukos looked like it might join the ranks of Shell and ExxonMobil as a global energy power. Now it's on the auction block, about to be broken up. Yukos asked a U.S. bankruptcy court judge to block an auction planned for this Sunday. She complied and issued a restraining order late yesterday. But the Russian government says the court order has no bearing in Russia, and they plan to proceed. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
The future of Yukos will be determined very soon, either in Houston or in Moscow. In Texas, U.S. bankruptcy court judge Letitia Clark decided that she cannot force the government of Russia to stop its auction of Yukos's main production facility. But she did order the likely buyer, Gazpromneft, not to place a bid. She also told a consortium of six banks, led by Deutsche Bank, that they must stop their planned funding of Gazprom's purchase. So without a buyer and without any money, it would seem the auction is in question. The banks have pulled out, but Gazprom told NPR they plan to find the roughly $13 billion needed for the purchase, and by the end of the weekend will own the oil production facility that makes up 60% of Yukos's oil production. This move could have a big effect on global oil prices, says Matthew Sagers, an analyst with Cambridge Energy Research Associates. After decades of mismanagement, the Russian oil industry has grown dramatically since 1999.
Yukos has been the leader, the innovator, developing a lot of sort of new ways of doing things and introducing what we might want to call Western practices and so forth. And their production has been driven up by about 80% during that period of time. Overall, Russian production is driven up by about 40%.
If Gazprom takes over Yukos's production facility, it's likely that Yukos's far superior management will leave the company and perhaps the country.
So the loss of Yukos as that industry leader, as that exemplar, I think is going to have a great impact.
Why would the Russian government destroy the company that has brought so much money and business savvy to the country? It's simple, Sanger says.
The message is the oil sector is too important to be left to the private sector. It's got to be controlled from the government and from the Kremlin.
Up until last year, Yukos management and its charismatic, if controversial, chief executive, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, were close allies of Russian President Vladimir Putin. But last summer, Khodorkovsky ran afoul of Putin by funding his political opponents. While some see the Kremlin-Yukos battle as a personal grudge match, it is far more complex, says Eurasia Group analyst Alex Brito. This auction would take the country's largest oil production facility out of the hands of private investors and place it under the control of Gazprom, a company the government co-owns and largely controls.
That allows the Russian government to exert influence over the oil sector that it really had lost in the 1990s. And I think that that's one of the ambitions that's been set out in this entire Yukos case.
For the Russian government, Brito says, there is more at stake in the oil business than just money. For example, by controlling which foreign countries can buy Russian oil, the government can exert political influence over its neighbors. With worldwide demand for oil growing rapidly, Russia sees its international prestige tied up with its domestic oil sector.
There is a sense that Russia really does have leverage on the international scene thanks to the oil that it is exporting.
This move could backfire, though, Sagers says. International investors may see Russia's move as capricious and anti-business. Sagers says Russia may, in the long run, lose more influence than it has gained. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Washington.